Delaware's public health director, Dr. Carol Rattay, says the state needs to transform the way healthcare is paid for.
Quite frankly, this current service we have, which is a fee-for-service model, doesn't really help support all the needs that people have.
Rattay says the system needs to instead incentivize recovery and reward providers for achieving better healthcare outcomes. CEO of Connections, Kathy McKay, agrees and says that before 2015, the system was performance-driven.
So there were specific things you had to do. You had to provide the information every month, and if you hit your performance targets, you got paid a certain amount. If you didn't, you got penalized a certain amount. But one of the things you were required to do as part of that contract was to have a criminal justice liaison. But the cost of that was built into the reimbursement method.
Under that model, McKay says the criminal justice liaison would coordinate with the individual in need, their probation officer, the drug court, and others involved in that person's care and treatment. Under the current fee-for-service model, she says that coordination and cohesion is missing. Because of the way the reimbursement system is set up, there isn't just one single person handling the criminal justice liaison work. Megan Pauly, Delaware Public Media.